Harper Audio presents Stardust, written and performed by Neil Gaiman.
Song by John Donne. Go and catch a falling star. Get with child a mandrake root. Tell me where all past years are, or who cleft the devil's foot? Teach me to hear mermaids singing, or to keep off envy's stinging, and find what wind serves to advance an honest mind. If thou be'st born to strange sights, things invisible to see, ride 10,000 days and nights till age snow-white hairs on thee. Thou, when thou return'st, wilt tell me all strange wonders that befell thee, and swear nowhere lives a woman true and fair. If thou find'st one, let me know. Such a pilgrimage was sweet. Yet do not, I would not go, though at next door we might meet, though she were true when you met her, and last till you write your letter, yet she will be false ere I come to two or three.
Stardust, an introduction. I loved fairy tales as a boy. I love them as much now. I do not know what I will be like as an old man, but I can confidently predict that I will love fairy tales then. 20 years ago, I found myself at a party in Tucson, Arizona. I was standing outside talking to the wonderful author Jane Yolen and the wonderful editor Teresa Nielsen Hayden, and being grateful that I was wearing a big leather jacket that had seemed so foolish in the desert heat of an hour before, because it gets cold in the desert at night, when I saw a falling star. It was not the momentary streak of light in the night sky I was used to calling a falling star. This looked like a blazing diamond on a background of black velvet, and it fell achingly slowly. I thought, it fell over there. I could go and get it. And I wondered whether it would be a lump of meteoric rock, or a burning diamond, or something even more unlikely. And stardust in its grand strokes anyway was born at that moment. The village of Wall had existed in my head for some time, and a falling star seemed like an excellent way to propel someone across that wall. I told Charles Vess my idea for a story, and 2 years later I bought a fountain pen and a large green leatherette notebook, and I sprawled on the sofa at my friend Torrey's strange bridge house built over a London canal, and I began to write. In my head, I was writing in about 1922. There was no fantasy genre. I was writing a book for adults, a fairy tale, for those who liked and appreciated that kind of thing. I would write it with a self-conscious narrative voice and tell it as a tale. The book was published in a lushly illustrated edition by DC Comics with a painting by Charles Vess on every page. It was published by Avon Books and their Spike imprint, and in all manner of shapes and formats ever since. It was made into a film, which was well-loved and made me very happy. And now, 15 years after it was first published, it's out in a beautiful hardcover edition once again. I asked my editor, Jennifer Brell, if we could make it look like a much-loved book from 1922, and she has, and I'm grateful. And with DC Comics' blessing, Charles Vess returned to decorate it, and I'm delighted. And there is nothing more I could possibly want, except one day to write another story about Tristram Thorne. Or one day, finally, to send poor Jenny Curtin to the town of Wall as it is now, in search of love and forgetting. Neil Gaiman.
Chapter 1, in which we learn of the village of Wall and of the curious thing that occurs there every 9 years. There was once a young man who wished to gain his heart's desire. And while that is, as beginnings go, not entirely novel, for every tale about every young man.